A state of emergency has been declared in parts of the US state of Mississippi, where rescue efforts are continuing after tornadoes and strong thunderstorms on Friday night. At least 25 people were killed and many left homeless. Honduras has established ties with Beijing after formally ending decades-long diplomatic relations with Taiwan. The move leaves Taiwan with only 13 diplomatic allies.
The Chinese always try to manipulate the event to distort our diplomatic relations. And since the president's visit to our diplomatic allies, Belize and Guatemala, and it's been public, and therefore the way the Chinese has been doing this seems to be correlated. And we also got the information a lot earlier that the discussions in between Honduras and China doesn't seem to be coming to an end stage. And therefore, it's, you know, our suspicion and your suspicion are the same, that China seems to be doing this intentionally.
The US has played down an announcement by the Russian president that he'll place tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Vladimir Putin said he struck a deal with the Belarusian president that doesn't violate non-proliferation agreements. Leaders from Spanish and Portuguese-speaking nations attending the Ibero-American summit warn rising inflation and migration are risking the stability of the region. The hosts, Dominican Republic and Costa Rica, also called on the international community to support Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas. Well, Cubans are heading to the polls on Sunday to elect a new National Assembly. There's no campaigning or opposition challenges. Instead, voters will essentially endorse the nominated candidates. The country is enduring rolling blackouts and an economic crisis, with the cost of living a key issue for voters. Former US President Donald Trump has held a campaign rally in Waco, Texas. Trump is facing possible criminal charges and mixed polling ahead of next year's Republican primaries. Many of his supporters say the legal threats are nothing more than a witch hunt.